Acknowledgements. Living with bipolar disorder isn't easy, and sometimes it takes a village to help someone who suffers from it. I am no exception in this regard, and there are too many people to thank individually. I would like to thank all the friends who have stuck with me over the years. I've given most, if not all of them, reasons not to, but the real ones haven't left me, and I can't thank them enough for that. I'd also like to thank my family. Sure, I have my differences with a lot of them, but whenever I've struggled, they nearly always step up and help out. I'd also like to thank the community of people who encourage me on TikTok. It might sound strange, but in many ways, they're closer friends than ones I know in real life. And as I've shared my struggles with them over the years, they have stuck with me through the highs and lows and made me feel like I have something to contribute to the bipolar disorder discussion, and I can't thank them enough for that. I would like to thank my friend, Mary Theodore, at Mary Noun on TikTok, in particular, for designing the cover art for the book, which is one thing I didn't feel like I could do myself. I would like to thank my brother, Patrick, and fiancé, Jay, for editing this book for me. Thanks to them, I have been able to achieve my goal of publishing it without spending a dime, and that, as a bipolar person especially, is somewhat of a miracle. I also want to give a special thanks to my special lady friend slash fiancé, Jay, who chose to spend her life with me even after knowing just how bad things can get when the mania or depression are at their worst. There's no one else who gets me like she does or makes me happier in this world, and I'm so glad I get to spend the rest of my life with her.